North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum on Wednesday stressed to U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue the seriousness of North Dakota's record fall precipitation and flooding, its devastating impact on farmers and ranchers, and the likely need for federal assistance. In a phone call with Perdue, Burgum shared the pressing concerns raised by farmers and ranchers during the four public input meetings hosted by Burgum and Ag Commissioner Doug Goring. According to the North Dakota Ag Connection, Burgum says our farmers and ranchers are under tremendous amounts of stress, both economic and emotional, with billions of dollars in crops, hay, and livestock forage stranded in saturated fields and ditches. He went on to say that he appreciated Secretary Perdue taking the time to learn about the unprecedented challenges facing our farmers and ranchers, and for his commitment to continuing to work for our state officials and congressional delegation to help provide a safety net for producers as we respond to this crisis with a whole government approach. The American Farm Bureau's Federation Women's Communication Boot Camp this week provides female Farm Bureau members skills to communicate about agriculture. Sherry Saylor, AFB Women's Leadership Committee Chair, says the event empowers women to take action for agriculture.
We're excited to be in D.C. this week as we facilitate Women's Communication Boot Camp. We are working with the American Farm Bureau staff. We brought 15 women here to train them in their communication skills. They're farm and ranch women from across the country and increasing their communication skills when it comes to agriculture and advocacy.
Saylor says the extensive training includes advocacy, media, and public speaking.
They come prepared with a speech. They have a private coach who helps them take that speech apart. They also get training in social media as well as the press. And they also are learning how to be better advocates because we also do a lot of advocacy training. We give them an opportunity to go to the Hill and advocate on agricultural issues with their own congressmen. So it's a pretty inclusive communication skill set that they're receiving here with a lot of private coaching along with it.
Saylor says it's important that all of agriculture has skills to educate and advocate about agriculture to others.
Our own president, Zippy Duval, has said that we need to get out of the French rows and we need to engage with the consumer and with our policymakers here in D.C. So it's an exciting opportunity to train these women, to allow them to increase their skills, and then to do great things with the training that they have afterwards.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.